Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from Austin. We're at the OpenStack Summit. And I'm delighted to be with Kamesh Pemaraju, Vice President of Product Marketing at Mirantis. Welcome.
Thanks, Allison. Really pleasure to be back here again.
It's nice to have you back on Chip Chat. Obviously, an exciting week for Mirantis with the OpenStack Summit. And I think you guys win the award for best booth at the show this year.
It's great to know. We spent a lot of time designing that booth. We wanted to be bold and different, and I think we achieved that.
Very cool. Always showing a creative flair. Mirantis has been making a lot of news in the OpenStack space. Why don't you just catch me up and introduce Mirantis, how you're playing in the OpenStack arena, and what the theme for you guys is at OpenStack Summit this time?
So Mirantis, as many of you probably know, is synonymous with OpenStack. Last 5 years, we have been focused entirely on OpenStack. Our entire business is OpenStack. We don't do anything but OpenStack. So that's why we kind of dub ourselves the pure play OpenStack company, which means that we don't really have any other product or solution or operating system or infrastructure for us to sell. It's just OpenStack, and it's pure play in the sense that we work with a lot of different companies and infrastructures and applications, and we kind of work with all of them together in an agnostic way.
You guys have been making some news this week with your Unlocked program. Mm-hmm. This is really important in terms of delivering OpenStack infrastructure into the marketplace. Tell me what's new this time.
Yeah, so we have the Unlocked program is kind of the umbrella term for our technology partner program. And within that, we have what are called Mirantis Unlocked appliances. Mm-hmm. So we believe the appliance form factor is a way for some enterprises to consume OpenStack much more easily. Because OpenStack, as we know, is still very complex to deploy and to use and to operate. So our goal is to make it very easy for enterprises to buy an appliance, plug it in, and get going. This week, we announced a couple of additional appliances based on Supermicro as our underlying infrastructure provider and another one with Quanta. We already had one with Dell and Juniper last year. So we will come up with more and more of these appliances. The term unlocked means that we are providing choice in terms of what hardware they want to use and how they want to use it, what workloads they want to put on it.
Now, you mentioned that OpenStack is still relatively difficult to deploy. Obviously, Intel and Mirantis have a longstanding collaboration focused on delivering more enterprise capabilities and ease of use to the OpenStack platform. And we expanded that collaboration last month. Can you tell me about the status of our collaboration and what we brought new to the fold?
Stepping back a little bit, Intel and Mirantis have started working middle of last year really to accelerate the OpenStack roadmap for enterprise readiness. So when I say enterprise readiness, it's everything from stability, reliability, performance, scale, which all enterprise customers expect from a cloud because they're used to, you know, the VMwares and the Microsofts of the world, and they know these things work out of the box, and they expect the same thing with OpenStack. Now, at the Intel Cloud Day last month in San Francisco, we are taking the collaboration further in terms of bringing the worlds of containers and the world of OpenStack together. Now, this is important because, you know, containers are a way to deploy new age or cloud native applications much faster. And they're also very quick to start up and they scale very quickly. So it makes sense for us to bring the two technologies together.
So under one operating environment, you can run traditional VMs, cloud native apps, and do it seamlessly, correct?
So that's the whole premise, right? The whole vision of OpenStack. The idea is embrace diversity, right? Embrace diversity in the sense of, you know, getting a lot of different workloads using a single control plane. And OpenStack has the promise of doing that because it's kind of a uniform, unified platform that can run bare metal workloads, that can run container workloads, and also VMs, which it has always been good at. So bringing it all together under one umbrella is really the goal and vision of OpenStack.
Where in the enterprise are you seeing interest in integration of containers into a traditional environment?
Containers have taken, I wouldn't say they're going into production yet, but all the developers we speak to are extremely excited about them, simply because it's so easy to use, so easy to deploy, it's fast, and development and test environments become so much easier to just run, deploy, and run and test stuff, right? Whether or not we like it, developers are using containers today. So the idea with this collaboration is to bring it all together and make it more enterprise ready.
I would assume that the Mirantis and Intel engineers are busy at work on this new wrinkle in our vision.
It already started. The work has already started. And you know that Intel also has announced a partnership with CoreOS, and they are working a lot with Kubernetes upstream. And we are starting to integrate Kubernetes into OpenStack. It's all very early days, obviously. Mm-hmm. I think our next major release from Mirantis is going to really integrate and bring containers and OpenStack together in a very deep way. People are already talking about containerizing OpenStack itself, taking all the OpenStack services and containerizing them so you get the benefits of scale and resilience and self-healing that containerized platforms such as Kubernetes bring to the table. It's going to be an exciting time over the next 6 to 9 months.
You know, where are we in terms of growth in the enterprise? I know that you also play in telco, so if you want to talk about that, that would be great too.
Yeah, so the growth in the enterprise, VW is a great example, right? That was a big win for Mirantis, and they are the quintessential enterprise, the automotive industry equivalent of the enterprise. And we like to use the term Uberization of the enterprise, mm-hmm. right? Every big enterprise is facing this challenge from startups who are bringing digital services and kind of disrupting the industry. We've mm-hmm. seen that happen with Uber, Airbnb, pretty much every industry is getting disrupted. And so is the automotive industry. Mm-hmm. Tesla is coming in with the connected car and GPS and self-driving cars. So you can see there's a big shift happening just in the automotive industry. And same thing's happening across many industries. So the CIOs and the CEOs are looking at this and saying, oh my God, software is eating my world. Mm-hmm. You know, and I need to be on this bandwagon in order not to be disrupted. So we are able to see that if you have the right business discussion and make the business case, and also the case that we are in a shifting world today, and there are innovators coming to the fore and essentially coming up with these new services that are likely to disrupt your industry, that resonates. People know that they need to get into this space and they're looking for solutions, and we're starting to see a lot of traction there.
Well, Kamesh, it's been a pleasure talking to you today. One final question for you. Where can folks go to find more information about Mirantis and the solutions you're delivering?
Most of the stuff is on Mirantis.com. So the software itself is free to download and use, which is our Mirantis OpenStack distribution. So you can go to Mirantis.com/software to get the software. And then the appliances, there's a separate section for the appliances. There's all information about the latest release we have out there. So go check it out when you have a chance.
Thanks so much for being on today.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.